We're the Bungie Kids with plasma pistols glowing. It's our podcast show with Brian and friends
and Frankie. Listening to the Bungie podcast. This is the inaugural podcast after the launch of Halo 3, and it stars Sketch. It stars Luke. Our special guest star Jonty Barnes. Myself, Frank O'Connor. I believe we might have a couple of special guests later on.
I think so, yeah. I hope. Unless they all go home again. Paul.
Yeah, Paul Bertone for the NFL Minute. So the game launched.
Yeah, it's out, and we're still recording, so that I know that put a lot of fans at ease. There was a lot of concern that once the game shipped, the podcast would go away.
But, nonsense. We've got still here. Even more to talk about than ever before.
My concerns are actually vice versa. My concerns are more like once the game comes out, people won't listen to the show because they'll be too busy playing the game.
I recommend you play it as a custom soundtrack in the background while you're playing the game. You got the best of both worlds.
And also,
Marty would love you for that.
I'd like to announce an ongoing series is that each podcast from now on, we're going to be releasing one letter from the secret code word that unlocks the flaming helmet permutation.
Such a jerk.
So if you collect all the letters,
you'll have a point in today's show, there will be a letter.
And you'll have to find what that letter is on your own.
Okay. So it could be one of the ones you've already mentioned.
Maybe,
or
who knows?
Okay.
Could have done it.
Xylophone.
Jeez, zebra.
So, yeah.
You might want to lean in a little, Jonty.
Come on, kid.
Yeah, Jonty Barnes joins us from Britain, from Blighty, from dear old Blighty.
Yeah, indeed.
Right? Jonty's English.
Now, Jonty came on. When did you join Bungie? Because you have only been here.
Well, just over a year ago now. It's been quite a while.
So you came on right as things were really starting to ramp up on Halo 3.
You guys were in full production. It was a pretty wild start.
Luke
was not me. I was not. They were.
Yeah.
Actually, you guys. What were you producing?
We've been in full production for years.
Yeah.
Frank and I have.
So talk a little bit about what the day to day job, because you're not just a project will have a bunch of producers, but right. You're actually the executive producer for the whole studio.
Well, come on, get close. Don't be shy.
Oh, okay.
Get close
to the microphone. Yeah. I manage all the production team, but. You know, a producer's job changes every day. It's a little bit like herding cats at Bungie, actually, to be honest. And, you know, it's about coordinating the creatives. And, you know what Bungie's like. We're pretty critical of each other. And it's just trying to coordinate and get those ambitions realized.
And destroying dreams and hopes along the way, right? I mean, I remember some
realizing
emails.
Dreams. Yeah. I'd like to think.
Weren't
so.
Weren't you known as the Axeman for a short period of time?
Yeah, I did kind of come in and give a bit of a realistic slap to a certain section of the game and say what we could actually achieve.
So, did you cut the custom server browser?
That's not fair. That was nothing to do with
you
me.
You did make the playlist all shoddy snipers, though, right?
Right.
No. Hang on a minute. If the playlist was like that, it wouldn't be snoddy snipers. Because that's not my forte.
But in fairness to Jonty, he was one of the huge proponents to help make sure that our four-player co-op shipped.
Absolutely,
Jonty was right in the middle of that and pushing hard with a lot of guys to make sure we can make that announcement.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was really making sure that we were focusing on what was the most important for the project. I mean, a lot of production is just not about quantity, but about quality. And I think it's that sort of expression we use is concentrated coolness, and you know, that's really what we really tried to achieve with Halo 3, is making sure what was important for the project when we set out was being realized. And four player co-op, I know there was a lot of concerns of trying to realize that, and I know we didn't want to talk about it, but you know, it would have been a difficult call to not make that happen. So, you know, absolutely.
So another thing about Jonty that people may not know is that he's been in the industry for like 30 years.
Or, I mean, it's 50 years. Yeah.
You've done a lot, obviously, before you even came here. You used to mention the first game you ever worked on was Populous?
Yeah, I was a playtester for Populous, The Promised Lands. Back in the days when Bullfrog were around, there's like five people in an office above a hi-fi store. We had cracks in the wall with coins just sort of holding the frame together. It was a pretty different industry back then.
Sort of like our Studio One right now?
Well, it's got the foamy stuff. What's the deal? Why do you hate?
Guys, I'm your fan, right? Who listens to the podcast? When I was in Japan, I was listening to you guys, feeling nicely at home. but I didn't realize there was a seating hierarchy in
here, guys. This is a, I mean, don't let the rim fool you. This is actually a very high quality production. A lot of thought goes into this.
You know, don't sit in Sketch's chair is my advice to anybody coming here.
It's true.
Yeah, because you looked comfortable and he just walked in and kicked you right out.
I know. Well, normally we have production notes. We're a little more organized. Luke's coming off of like a marathon. He played like 300 games this weekend, so he's probably a little off right now.
But yeah, I think I played the most of anyone actually at the studio so far.
Oh, I'm sure you have. Yeah. Well, you were on an XP grind, as you put it. You went from your
shedding your purples.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of your Scarab Lord and Warcraft addiction has paid off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dedicated in desire.
But when I joined in the other night, you were having a rough patch. I was...
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I was outscoring
you. Were. It was a rough go. It happens. That's sort of what happens with Halo multiplayer, though. You get times where you're just terrible for an hour, and then you have like two great games in a row, and then the high from those two great games in a row, you'll put up with another hour of mediocre play.
Enough about you. I was asking Jonathan about his rich history.
Did you know that Luke is the worst tester on multiplayer? Like, I was killing him on my team, and he just takes it too seriously. You know, you can't be testing this stuff. You know, we've got to win.
Well, you know what he's accused of now is he's a party snob.
Oh, are you kidding?
He won't accept party invites from people who try to send him
on Xbox
Live.
I was already in a game with friends.
Or maybe he'll suddenly become away.
I don't even know
what
to do.
You can watch on BNet. He's playing a game every 5 minutes.
There's now in production a priority order for take-home tests, and Luke is... pretty low down now. He takes it too seriously.
Oh, that's okay. I can work on my EXP.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't go into ranked matches with me.
We did on Friday. It was Joe who didn't want to play with you.
But I ended up being the second highest scorer on our team for like four consecutive matches.
I still think
it's really cool that some of my favorite games growing up of all time, Jaunty was a part of that. And I think Populous was really fun and totally revolutionary back in the day.
What was that one where giant cows were fighting chickens?
Black and White.
Yeah.
Very good game also. Yes. I really enjoy Black and White.
I came in at the end of Populous. I can't take much credit for that. I was just testing the Promised Lands. But
now Populous became Forge, right? I mean, there's this big god hand that's manipulating stuff.
Actually, it's funny. There are some parallels there. And,
I thought that was purely intentional. I thought
the
that
god
was
game.
A throwback
you know, I,
to you.
I got asked in Japan, actually, about that. I got asked a lot if we're going to be doing any god games now that I've joined Bungie. And obviously, we can't talk about that kind of thing at this point. But I think the Forge is great for that.
Bungie Populous clone confirmed.
Believe.
It's brought to you by the same guy who already confirmed Campaign Forge.
Frank O'Connor.
Well, you mentioned Japan, and I think that was your first time going to Tokyo Game Show?
Yeah, it was, actually.
And you were there the show ended right before game launch. You were there with Jay Weinland representing Bungie.
Yeah, that was
a lot
of fun.
How was that?
You know, the Japanese consumer is very different. I think they were much more interested in the story. They're probably not as aware as our good friends in the US are of what Halo's about. And, it was a very interesting trip. And I think that going to the home of computer games, TGS was pretty wild. And, it was great to see the enthusiasm when they got their hands on Halo. It was a lot of fun. And for me, of course, we've been focusing on finishing the game while you guys have been sort of helping promote it. So it was nice for us to sort of be focused on what's been successful.
So did you go to the cosplay alley in TGS? Between the two halls where they have the cosplay competition?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the number one reason to go to TGS is Cosplay Alley.
All the girls in
dressed
costumes
as like various dominatrix characters.
I may have observed those young ladies were at the show, but to be honest, Jay and I spent pretty much most of the show melting like candles in a hotel room doing interviews.
Well, so you could have taken off the snakeskin jacket.
Oh, did you win any prizes in Cosplay Alley? Is that what's going on here?
I noticed you didn't bring back the boots.
16 back-to-back interviews.
You didn't follow through in your Itagaki costume.
Yeah, well, until Chris Opdahl gets his Cliffy B haircut, I'm in the queue of commitments here. You know, I'll get my snakeskin shoes just after that gets rewarded.
I think Opdahl's getting closer. I think that we're slowly breaking him down.
Yeah, good luck with that.
He claims to have no knowledge of any such promise or bet.
I blacked out, dude.
Yeah.
This is totally anomaly night. Yeah.
It wasn't myself. Well, we could have had some full hawks as well for the European events, but we didn't do it. We just didn't follow through on any of our blend-in plans.
So what is production work on at right now at this point in time when the game's out the door? When what are you guys producing?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know, what are you producing that you're allowed to talk about?
I can say we're doing multiple things, but I can't say how many. Right now, it's actually one of the busiest times for production. It's kind of a bit frustrating in that we're at the end of a project, it's pretty well, but right at the beginning, pre-production, we just need to get all our plans and work out what our ambitions are. Peter Jackson project, obviously, is running at full pelt now. We've had quite a few people dedicated to that for a little while.
Downloadable content is gone.
DLC those guys? Is moving pretty good, actually. Ooh. I don't know.
So maybe the community should give its feedback for that DLC stuff, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're already gathering metrics from what people like to play on Halo 3. So there's a lot of community support being scheduled. I think we've got quite a few weeks' worth of plans up front. There's a secret project that you guys are pulling faces, but I can say it's at full whack as well, and has been going for a little time yet.
Full whack.
Megaton.
Wow, we have a full pelt and a full whack.
Yeah. I mean, I can't talk about details exactly. Obviously at this point, but I mean, it pretty much we're working as hard as we can to make sure that we've got the right ambitions.
But pre-production, make or break it. We talked a lot about Halo 3. Yeah. We don't think we would have shipped the game that we were as happy with had we not done such a good job of pre-production. And,
absolutely. Yeah.
I think that's the one thing that we all look back on between Halo 2 and Halo 3 as the single biggest thing that the team really learned and tried to improve upon.
Yeah, I mean, there's an element of that. I mean, you don't want to stick to everything in pre-production because, you know, when you start realizing and playing a representative experience of the game, you want to be able to evolve that. And I think that's one of the great things about Bungie is, you know, if we've got some great ideas, we're willing to accommodate them. But, you know, absolutely, we want to put in a lot of effort and planning and prove, you know, what's fun before we start going into full production and
Is it more fun now, though, since, you know, Halo 3 pre-production obviously was the first leap to Xbox 360. Now the technological hurdle is kind of behind us, so is pre-production to get a little more loose and creative and fun now?
I think there was a lot of that already in the design side for Halo 3. I mean, you know, it was a pretty ambitious project. It's a lot more fun for me personally. I enjoy pre-production more than I enjoy the end of the game, but, you know, I think we've got a lot to answer to, you know. There's a lot of people who are really satisfied with Halo 3. There's a lot of people with very high expectations of anything Bungie does. And, you know, sticking on a platform, we still need to innovate and we still need to do some great stuff. So, you know, the pressure's still on. And you know what the team's like, right? You know, incredibly critical. So we're going to be pushing ourselves pretty damn hard on what we're going to be doing next.
We've got to hire too, right?
Yeah. There's, you know, we've increased ambition and... exciting times with Bungie. I mean, we've got a few positions that are open up and, you know, that's going to be a real difficult thing. And, you know, it's pretty tough to get in Bungie, but the great thing about that is you get to work with some great talent. So, yeah, we've got a load of positions. I think you can look on Bungie.net. We'll be opening
front
up
page of Bungie.net. There's always open positions advertised there and there's a careers button. Just click all jobs or more jobs or whatever it's called, and you can see everything that's available right now.
So why didn't we leave the studio the way it was last week? Because I think that would have been a great place to come and work.
Well, cocktails and
yeah, I mean, we
food
quick background there is maybe some of our listeners had a chance to watch Roger's live streaming webcast, but we actually had a team party here on the night of launch, cleared out the entire center of the studio. I think as Frank or somebody put it, turn it into a lobby of a W hotel, basically, is a good way to describe how it looked. And we thought that would have been a great working environment every day. I mean, imagine lunch hour would have been phenomenal. We had DJ carving stations. I don't know why we ever broke that down. Oh, yeah. There was an ice sculpture that you could pour alcoholic drinks and gamer fuel through.
Remember that, Frank?
I didn't say that W thing. I was staying at the W in Times Square.
You were at a real W, but that's about what the office looked like.
I was at the Times Square W, which is the touristy one, so the lobby of that W was filled with
chubby
tourists.
Was it still under
massive
construction? Like the whole outside of the building looks like it's been just destroyed. It's all covered in scaffolding.
It was all the scaffolding was gone, but all the tourists were still milling around in the lobby taking photographs and wearing I Love New York t-shirts. It was
awesome. And you were in New York for launch.
I was in New York with Harold Ryan and Aaron LeMay, and we were at the New York event, which was it was pretty much similar to all the other events from what I could tell. So we weren't really partying.
You guys had Luda?
We did have Ludacris, and we had
big ballers there.
and we had Chingy and we had Bobby V, and we started a beef between those two because me and Aaron teamed up with those guys respectively, and me and Chingy dominated Aaron LeMay.
You had one of your
Bobby
good
V.
games.
Well, I told you I called the score. I said, not only are we going to beat you, but we're going to beat you 25-10, and did it.
Hmm. Wow, remember the last time someone called the score?
Yeah, well, this wasn't 50, so it's not a steak-tacular. It's just a beef-tacular. So.
Well, I heard you guys had a great time here at Bungie, but...
Well, we missed it. Luke and I...
None of us would be able
I
to talk about
Luke
it.
I dragged Luke out of here with me, too. We only got to experience the Bungie party for about 45 minutes, and we were at Best Buy in Bellevue for a good 5 or 6 hours. But you were down in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we shouldn't paint this as a negative thing. I had a lot of fun
yeah,
in LA.
It was cool.
The fans
yeah.
were amazing.
You were hanging out with Zac Efron, right?
Yeah, you
yeah,
were
I saw a picture on the superficial.com.
Yeah.
Are you a Bungie person? Is
yeah,
that
yeah,
you?
Yeah. I got delisted as person from Bungie.
Oh.
You know, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah,
no,
cool.
on delisted website, not delisted. But there's lots of shots with Zac Efron and stuff. And actually, he was really cool. I mean, he'd been a player of Halo 2, it's pretty evident, and he was actually a fan, which was great to see, and you know, he was pretty enthused to just grab the controller and keep playing, which was great to see.
I heard he was really ticked that BXR didn't work. I heard he was just irate. He was trying to YY and...
Dude, I think you're getting confused with D1 being irate that he could no longer do super jumps on the multiplayer maps.
You're right, he was furious.
Yeah. Right, we're talking about... Sorry, D1 is... sorry, for that's Luke and I's D1. Inside code word for Uncle Bill, who we got to hang out with at the Best Buy launch in Bellevue.
Not his real universal code name and you just blew it.
X12. No, it's too hardcore. His security.
Yes.
Every event, it's got a whole new letter and a whole new number.
Yeah.
Kind of like the service tag in Halo 3, I guess. I'm changing mine to D to D.
DO1.
DO1 tonight. Yeah. That's it. Thanks, Frank. That's a good idea.
Yeah. It's good times.
But yeah, LA was great. The fans were amazing, and I mean, there was approaching 1,000 people in the queue. There was just.
That's a line for Americans.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. In the line, and it's nice of you to translate to my friends in Europe. It's a cute.
Yeah, Americans do lines, is what Sketch is trying to say here.
Yeah.
Whereas
you
British do cues.
Like
what? I'm talking about cues.
He's double entendre. Nice.
Well,
I like
you know, I mean, so how long have you been here now in the States? You think?
Yeah, it's coming up to a year and a half, I think.
I remember when Jaunty first rolled in, he had like the world's biggest, most obnoxious Chevrolet rental car or something like that. We all gave you a hard time about it. He went from like a hardcore Brit
no,
to like...
Wasn't it a Chevy? Wasn't it an HHR or something?
Had, like, NASCAR bumper stickers, and he had like a jean jacket on. And it's like...
double denim.
That was like turning a boat, that vehicle.
Man, you got assimilated quick.
He looked like the sixth new kid.
Yeah. You got assimilated real fast.
Yeah,
that's just a fallacy.
There's some stuff you still miss about... I mean, Bungie's definitely a melting pot. We have a whole mix of cultures
it's
here.
It's absolutely
but,
an international company. Yeah. But, you know, I miss my friends and old colleagues at Lionhead. You know, I had some great times over in the UK. But, you know, I was ready for a change. And other than sort of coming off the plane and discovering it's exactly the same weather as home... You know, raining. Other than that, it's been absolutely fantastic. America's a great place, and this is a great area of the world to be in. And people here are so nice.
We have like BBC on satellite now.
Yeah, it's true.
And small world.
And we still have crisps, but here we call them potato chips.
And we have The Office.
Both kinds.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, we're so quaint for you, aren't we?
I know.
Oh, gore blimey.
So getting back to production, Frank and I had a conversation shortly after I started, and Frank had said, I don't know if he'll remember saying this, he said, when I first started at Bungie, I really wanted to be a producer. This is Frank talking. And then he said, like, a week into working at Bungie, I realized that, no, I do not want to be a producer in any way, shape, or form whatsoever.
No, it was actually before I started at Bungie. I thought, oh, being a producer would be a good way to get into the games industry. It looks like a fun job.
Yeah,
and you're called a producer. What could go wrong? And it is. I mean, it is like being hosed down in prison with, like, a feces cannon. Like, seriously.
That is not the kind of shit Jaunty runs, though.
But they, like, you think producers just walk around saying, I'm a producer. They get the worst jobs to deal with. And they have to deal with all of the people. Like, any personality problem happens, producer's problem.
The Assassin's Creed production team seems super happy every time I've seen them out in the public.
Well, they have some advantages we don't.
So that said, Jonty, could you talk a little bit about what makes a good producer and what sort of...
Hang on a minute. Let's just defend
back to
this,
the feces right? canon? You
know, yeah. I mean, wow, no offense, Jonty. It's only your life's long work.
No. I mean, I admire you guys for standing up under the withering blast of poop.
What you define as... a target for problem solving, I guess. I think it's the best job ever. I'm being paid to do my hobby, as far as I'm concerned. I get to work with some of the most creative, talented people in the industry. I get to get involved in all parts of the game. I get to see the project at a sort of global level, and managing people that obviously Frank is super enthusiastic to avoid is kind of the best perk of the job, I would say.
But what about Frank has to manage Luke?
My team is pretty freaking small.
You're not slinging enough mud. Yeah.
And what? Luke will take some abuse too, so I don't have to worry about her and his feelings. Like, if Luke's crying, I'm like, cry more. I mean, that's it. But Jonty has to manage managers.
That's right.
And each of those, I mean, it's like a
it's
huge
It's not just that,
tree,
actually.
Of,
I mean, actually, it's also the publisher as well, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, having to work with Microsoft is a real... collaborative effort, and that has its own challenges, and they're a very different environment to Bungie. I mean, Bungie's very unique, and it's making that a sort of informed viewpoint and making sure we're making the right decisions is a constant challenge, I would say. And also internally, what you define as
a feces cannon.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, if we can help make people's ambitions get realized and be a part of, creating something as, rewarding and spectacular as Halo 3 has been, it's just, I couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, I mean, just to be fair to my description of producers, I do admire that. It's the same as Test. Everyone thinks that Test and producer are like, I'll just go be a producer. I'll just go be a tester. They are hard
jobs. I thought designer was the cush job that everybody wants.
Designer is kind of the cush job everybody wants, but
yeah, except for when you've got like 200 people telling you need guns on the mongoose or
why aren't there guns on the mongoose? What's wrong with our designer?
It's a dude. It's a dude on the back clutching your shoulder.
They're worried about bubble shield because it doesn't fit their plans for the bubble shield. Yeah. I mean, part of ours is protecting and shielding the design team so that they can do design, but part of that is also we have to help inform the design team of opinion and of what people are playing. So, as long as we can give those guys enough time to be designers and make sure everybody's got a voice in Bungie, we're doing our job. So it is a bit like that sort of liaising between people, but it's also, getting everything, decision-making, like making sure that four-player co-op from a global standpoint is important enough to make sure it happens.
What recommendations would you give to aspiring producers out there who maybe want to join the industry someday and follow in your footsteps? What kind of skill sets or... preparation do you think people should focus on?
I mean, there's some core skills and some core tools to use as a producer, but I think nothing beats the ability to work with people. Like, you can't be too strongly opinioned, but you can certainly help guide people's views and make sure that they're questioning the right things. If you can't really talk well with people, or you don't get on well as a team member, I don't think it's a role for you. It's very much about understanding people's different viewpoints and really being able to put yourself in their shoes. So that's at the core of a good producer. From then on, it's getting experience in game development, getting your hands in as much as you can. If you can't do that at a company, start working with teams in the mod community is a good point. Even actually some of the teams that are starting to forge on Halo 3 is a really good experience of...
So just the more you can get your hands dirty and understand all aspects of game development, the better off you'll be.
Some of the best producers I've worked with have been people who've just worked on great teams in mods or, coordinated, large-scale projects. But you've got to have a passion for gaming. I think that's the real key thing about Bungie is, at heart we're a creative company and we're all gamers. To be successful in that, you've got to have a real belief in what you're doing.
What are some of your all-time favorite games, now that you mention it?
Oh, nice. I like a good addition to the new interview segment.
Well, I'm going to avoid Bungie games for now.
They're a given.
Yeah, right. And I'll also avoid Lionhead
Pathways.
Games.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Given that I worked on some of them.
All right.
I will give it a little nod to Magic Carpet, because that was a lot of fun.
That was fun, actually.
That's a game I still go back to. I would say I've been a huge fan of a lot of the Nintendo games. I loved the Zelda series, in particular.
When Link to the Past.
Correct.
Tingle's Adventure.
It's Tingle.
Oh, sorry.
You know, and you know, a lot of the Nintendo games I've been a fan of. I loved also Resident Evil 4. I thought that was fantastic. I think for me that was the first game that really took it to the next level, and was really great production value. Civ 2 and the Civilization series, but in particular that one for me was a lot of fun.
Classic.
So, you know, just off the top of my head, and now I'm just kind of coming out of Halo 3 and I'm looking at obviously playing online against Luke.
You haven't had time to play much Halo 3,
I haven't, actually.
Travel and just finishing the fight.
No, I mean, I played down some gauntlets to challenge people, but I've got to get some time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you've had no Luke's takers.
Team is very supportive.
Oh, no. I think Adam from G4 is looking for a...
Sessler?
Yeah.
You can take Sessler. Oh, my Sessler. God. Yeah. You could pull his arms off like Chewbacca.
So I'm looking forward to getting involved in some of that. But, yeah, I'm also looking forward to a few games. Actually, Lost Odyssey looked quite nice out in Japan, and that looks pretty interesting.
It's a pretty crazy holiday for just games in general.
Orange Box is coming out in a couple of weeks.
Just paid for mine in full yesterday. Yeah.
You know, and actually, I haven't played fully through Bioshock, and, you know, that's obviously had a little bit of chat.
Yeah, I'm late to the party, but I just started that game over the weekend, and you know, it's pretty sweet.
So, you know, we're having a lot of fun.
Luke wouldn't accept my party invite, so I decided I'd play something else. So.
Yeah, Luke won't play with you if he thinks you're going to de-rank him.
Yeah, I know.
You can't go down pretty easily, actually.
Yeah.
A loss in TS will drop you a couple levels.
I'm surprised you're not making a separate pure account that you'll never lose on.
Yeah.
Or are you?
If I am, I'm not telling anyone.
Okay.
My current account's such a travesty with all the messages that I get.
But yeah, Mario Galaxy, when that comes out, that'll probably be my next heavy game.
I don't get what that is. You just run around on globes? I haven't really paid much attention.
You point and waggle, dude.
You got to respect Shigeru Miyamoto.
It's me, Mario.
I'm sure it's going to be awesome. I just don't know what to do.
In the galaxy.
It's a Mario game. You collect stars and kill Bowser.
But like, it's got a globular mechanic, right? You like run around on spheres. That's,
yeah, seems to be part of it.
I'll check it out.
That's great.
You can play it at my house.
Well, that sounds like a blast.
I have Mario enhancers.
Let's get together and play Wii.
Are you able to play right now? I mean, what's going on with your hand over there?
I
look like you're all gimped up.
Yeah. I hurt my wrist while participating in a recreational activity.
What's a recreational activity?
Silence!
You were doing a Civil War reenactment, or you're recreating something?
A skateboarding, I broke my wrist. I was getting radical. I was gleaming the cube.
Do you know, I think it's about time Frank realized his age. He came back from Europe saying, oh, you know the music? It's a bit hectic for me out there. I mean, I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah, this is Jaunty defending Eurobeats. Like,
of course.
Like, I mean, I like all the modern musics, just not the Eurobeats that...
Yeah, I know, but
Destination unknown. I want to kill myself.
That's
a rancid
song.
So much crap.
I thought the same thing, though, Jaunty, that Frank didn't get the memo that he's a little maybe out of the extreme sports demographic.
I think it's time for you to stick to...
I'm not retiring.
Now that
I'll retire when Tony Hawk retires.
I think you could do some rambling or some slow walking.
Were you trying to pull a 720 when that happened? Is that really what...
Yeah, I think I
was just trying to pull a Christ air. I kind of did actually pull a Christ air.
I just
didn't land it.
You see the half pipe we're installing out back, right? Yeah, we're putting, and you know, down here in the Kirkland Park, we've got that little cement bowl there you can skate in. I got my blades in my car. Maybe after work, we'll go outside and shred.
Do you have your special tight top? Your little biker top?
Yeah,
I think it'd
be
great.
Dynamic.
I'd love to see Frank getting shouted at and laughed at by the 14-year-old kids in the local
I just wish
park.
Somebody would have put
some
it on
of the
YouTube.
People's elbows.
Nobody filmed
like
your spill, huh?
No.
That would have been YouTube gold.
I didn't do anything about it for 2 weeks. I went traveling on all this launch stuff, and it just wasn't getting better. I'm like...
Now you got that weird side bone growing out of your wrist.
I do have a little weird side bone. It's
like
true.
Like deformed for life.
That
brace looks pretty hardcore, though. It's like
it's
all
not,
buckles.
I think this is just like off the shelf. They just
like
went and got it
from
while I was in the doctor. They're like, yeah, we'll go get you.
Yeah, if it was black, you'd be a real badass. Yeah.
I kind of like this. Goes with my fall wardrobe, so it's good times.
Oh, don't look. Keep talking.
Yeah,
don't look.
Just to keep focusing.
The red light's on, Marty. We're recording.
Marty O'Donnell is hovering like a young Matt Noguchi. But yeah, I need to clarify this Eurobeats. I don't think Jonty knows what Eurobeats are.
Wait, if I don't come in, you can't be making fun of me.
Marty is here, everyone.
No one's making fun of Marty. Marty's...
Oh, Marty.
Marty, you're stealing Jonty's spotlight.
Come in, come in. No, welcome.
He's like a vampire. If you don't invite him into the house, he can't come in.
Jonty, you see why we need a red light outside the doors, like like Marty's studio has. We don't get the respect
skulls
up here.
And crossbones, right? For when no entry.
Yeah.
I think he's got extrasensory perception. He knows when
when there's like any platform to talk to the world, the press, he's here. Boom. It's true.
Beautiful speaker.
Martin O'Donnell.
Martin O'Donnell, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking in an NPR-y voice, are we going to be Wait, Don't Tell Me this week on the podcast?
We should. We have the wave of hype from Halo 3. We should put a message in-game that says Bungie Podcast up now.
Let's do that. Yeah, we'll make it.
Remember, kids, help us in our quest by unsubscribing from the NPR's Wait, Don't Tell Me quiz.
Did you hear Bertone on NPR last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah, so NPR. Car Talk. The Click and Clack, Tepid Brothers, are mortal enemies. Who else is our mortal enemy this week? Don Matrick is still our favorite guy, right?
Do we still have a beef with Major Nelson's podcast?
No, they want to make...
Small fish to us now, we don't care.
They want to make a convocation of peace, and but it's going to be I don't know. I don't trust them. I think we might be getting set up.
We'll have to have a throwdown on Halo 3.
You guys are competitive in all arenas.
It's spread. I've infected them. Luke's disease. Driving
it. Goodness. Yeah.
But.
That's good. That's good. For me, I was just listening to it from my hotel room, and it was just like being at home listening to you guys.
Let's throw in a konnichiwa for our friends in Japan.
Or kanbanwa, depending on what time of day it is.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm quite fluent.
Huh? Well, should we take a quick break? Do we have anything else, Jonty?
You're the producer.
Jonty's the...
He's the Uber producer. Yeah. Can you produce Dan and have him then subsequently produce...
I can produce you guys, no problem.
Yeah,
let's for a break,
we need a couple PAs over here. We haven't been talking about that.
Yeah, I know what kind of PAs you're after, but it's not going to happen.
The hardworking kind.
Yes, the hardworking, diligent, responsible
kind. Is that
kind.
Chick what from Heroes kind of... available?
Why'd you have to say chick?
Because that's the kind of PA sketch wants.
We'll pin that back on me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with the NFL Minute. With the Football Minute, and filling in for Paul Bertone, who's conspicuously absent yet again, is Jonty Barnes. Jonty, what's going on in the land of football?
It's unbelievable. I can't believe Arsenal are top of the Premiership. It's just really shocking. And Jose Mourinho leaving Chelsea, and my team Tottenham Hotspur, who have got some great signings this year, they're right down near the bottom. I mean, it's exciting stuff in the Premiership.
Goal! What?
That's
not football.
It's football where I come from.
Oh my God.
Well, you're here now, so get used to it.
Yeah, so get used to
America, man.
Having to support the sea chickens. Frank always gets aggro.
So am I supposed to support the Seahawks? I've actually noticed around here there doesn't seem to be a local loyalty that I'd expect.
What are you talking about? Seahawks all the way.
Colts, believe. Repeating.
Colts, I will give the Colts something over the Patriots. At least Indiana is a state, right? But you got to support your local team. It is imperative. I had a hard time actually watching the game this weekend because it was Seahawks versus Niners. And when I lived in San Francisco, I supported my local team.
Hey, did you see your boy, Sean Alexander, also has an arm splint on?
I did. I was feeling for him because
I have no idea what
him trying to carry the ball in he can't do it. He can't carry the ball, in his left arm.
With Frank in his Sean Alexander jersey today, you can't tell him apart.
He has to carry on his right arm. And I felt the same way trying to carry a pitcher across Goldie's the other day.
So how about Bex?
I love the way that you've inherited
Bex and Posh.
I'm just swept up in the hoopla and the
excitement,
the entertainment phenomenon that
this is
Bex.
It. The MLS is really going to make
it. I
think
he's actually the best-selling football shirt in the world right now, which is crazy.
I wouldn't doubt it. Is anybody else known by name? I'll know the person I can think
Valderrama,
of. What's the guy's name that was notorious for the headbutt? The French
Pele.
Player.
Zidane.
Don't know their name that I know.
Is it Zidane?
No, Zidane. Zinedine Zidane.
Guys.
Yeah. Wasn't he in Final
you're
Fantasy?
Have to get global with
plane,
your sports.
If you get on a plane and go anywhere except America, there are plenty of nameable players.
Yeah. You know, it's the most international renowned sport.
What do you guys got, Donovan? Sweet.
So anyways, Alex Smith got knocked out yesterday, early in the game, and he was playing Halo 3 with us.
I think you need the ultimate PA. I think you need to get Posh in your team, you know?
As your PA.
She does a great job for Bex's PA.
You guys are countrymen. Call her. Have her come up.
Don't you? You must have her on speed dial. She's on
seven. Yeah. I mean, I'm British. I must know those guys.
Of course.
Because that's what she can count up to.
Now.
Wow, Frank's throwing mud and poop on the show.
God, the cast makes you all ornery.
It's because my meds have worn off 3 weeks ago.
But seriously, we should have talked to Steve Cotton, who was at Alex Smith's house a few weeks ago playing Halo 3, and now, bam, the guy got laid out hard style yesterday.
The Cotton curse? Is that what you're saying?
It could be.
Uh-oh, what it's if the Cotton curse affects the Bengals?
What happened to the other teams that Bungie visited? So Redskins, Luke, how'd they do?
I don't know. Did they have the week off yesterday?
I don't know. Come on.
I think the Redskins, I think, had the week off. Yeah.
Okay.
They
what about
the Bengals play tonight? They play
Patriots.
Yeah.
Right. Where are the Patriots from again?
The nebulous Northeast.
Well, but the Bengals lost last week. The Bengals lost last week after
before Carney's visit.
No.
Great.
That was after. They played last weekend, right? And in fact, wasn't Carney in their room on Saturday at the hotel playing Halo 3, and they lost on Sunday?
What? Yeah, and they lost the week before.
So they would have been reviewing game films and rehearsing.
Oh, man.
Is that the right word?
Show tunes?
They would have been putting on their costumes and rehearsing their moves.
The Bengals in cats.
But seriously, I think Carney may have dragged those guys down.
Wow.
They were thinking
Carney
about
can't
DXRs
drag any of those
Halo
guys down. Are you kidding? It'd be a shoestring tackle.
But it was true that Carney was in their room with him on the Saturday before the big game.
Oh, he and
Halo
TJ Hushmanzada are like boys now.
Yeah. And wasn't
Bertone
with
guys kick ass? Who won all that?
The Dolphins were the good team, I think. The guys on the Dolphins that played...
down there with Elise and Steve Scott at launch?
Yeah, okay. Those the Dolphins who played with the guys in Miami are actually really good
Who
players.
Did we play against? Alicia Hetch's brother, remember? We played.
He plays for the Bucks.
That's right.
They're having a nice season. Serious, Buccaneers, real nice
And he, remember when you wrote about that hump day and said that we crushed them? He said next time he sees you, he will personally destroy you.
I hope he means that Halo.
Not in the game.
No.
I think he said something about a world of pain and he's going to go Warren Sapp on your ass.
Yeah, I have got a confession to make about my wrist. That is, no. Seahawks all the way. We invite the Seahawks to come to Bungie Studios whenever they like and play us.
Actually, that wrist.
We support our local team.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That wrist does look like maybe you are engaged in a little over the top action.
A little over the top. Yeah, I turn my Halo 3 special hat around backwards like a switch.
What about your other national sport, the baseball? I mean, what about the Mariners?
Nobody cares about baseball.
What's baseball? Yeah. Huh?
Baseball is that thing I watched if I can't sleep.
Is that like cricket in the UK?
Yeah,
right?
It is exactly like cricket. You go there to drink beer and eat sausages.
Wow.
Except you eat
pies. Hold on,
and cricket,
Paul Bertone's producer has come in to update us on his whereabouts.
Curtis, what's going on with Paul?
We're trying to find Paul Bertone. He's got an appointment to be on this podcast for the third consecutive no-show week.
I thought Paul was in here with you guys, so that's why I came looking for him.
Fail.
Paul Bertone missing in action.
Great.
Huh. Well, I guess we can talk about matchmaking.
I bet Paul's probably practicing.
He is probably practicing
Sierra 117 right now.
Because Paul and I this week are going to do the first of, I guess, nine weekly challenges that we're just tentatively calling Beat the Designer, where I will be playing the designer on each mission in Halo 3 in their given level on Legendary with an assortment of skulls on.
Legendary, or I thought you guys were doing Heroic with skulls?
I think I'm changing it to Legendary. Yeah, I've been playing a little bit of Legendary lately, and I'll be putting the films up in my file share and taking some screenshots of those guys dying and me getting insane triple kills.
You should do the same thing from multiplayer as well. Beat all the multiplayer designers and artists on all their own maps and game types too.
Yeah.
So this will just be turning into Luke is better than everyone at Bungie at everything that they've ever
Until
made.
I have to play Joe and then Luke.
But Joe's a producer. He didn't make a
hang on, guys.
I mean, Joe
had a lot
He said beat the developer. Beat the designer. Give Joe ample credit for his contributions to development.
He's also a huge fan, right? I mean,
you could go up to Carney or Cotton and say, throw down right now on your map and I'm going to serve it to you.
Joe's only one of about 15 or 16 players who's definitely better than Luke as well in the office, so.
I don't think there's 15 or 16.
Maybe, yeah, you're right. More like 25, 26.
Probably like,
something
I think
like
there's
that.
Five. That's like my rough count in my head. Because the other day I joined a game and I was playing with...
Wait, so are you definitely acknowledging that Luke and Joe are better than you?
Yes, I've said that before.
Hands down, no question anymore. Though you're the higher, you're ranked higher than them, you've played more games than them.
Luke and I played double team this week and it was even, pretty
you
much
know, all
even
the
up.
Exploits.
Luke Timmons, right?
Yeah,
just
Luke
to
Timmons.
Clarify, too
and,
many Lukes.
Can we put together that kind of challenge? Can we put that to bed?
Yeah, I think you need it. You know, Joe's been playing loads, actually.
Yeah, you talk the talk,
Luke's been playing more, though. Luke's,
video
I think,
really didn't happen.
I'm Luke sure. has more games than anybody else logged in like the whole studio combined. So.
Yeah, Joe 8. But I mean,
I don't look like I'm missing any meals.
No, Luke ate plenty. Now, what's your weekend entail? You said yourself, you got NFL ticket and
NFL
you're doing
ticket,
your XP
Stover's
grind,
lasagna,
and a couple
and,
large pizzas. Oh wait, yeah. Stover's
no,
lasagna.
I bought
your,
a lasagna.
True,
had
I
that.
Called him on Sunday. We were at Goldie's watching the game with people in a social scenario, and I said, "Hey, Luke. Come down and watch the game." He's like, "I can't. I'm watching Colts." I'm like, "They're showing that here." He's like, "I can't. I'm laying around in my underwear eating lasagna like Garfield."
Yeah.
I just like to sit at home and watch the Colts on my own in my Peyton Manning jersey.
Do you play? Are you playing Halo while you're watching, or when the Colts play, it's
no. When the
focused?
Colts play, it's purely just watching the Colts.
But the other games in the background, you play and watch at the same time.
I will when I have the two TV set up. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I need to get the second television.
You know who's logged the most games now? I mean, how are we
Of all the
mean
players?
Globally, of anyone?
I've seen a couple guys, actually. A kid named Eric WK, who I played with this weekend, and as of this recording, he'd played over 360 games, was ranked 47.
Wow.
Is a major, I think.
I've only played like 25 games or something.
Have you finished the campaign yet?
No, I'm on second to last level on Heroic, so just haven't had time.
Frank's been diligent. He's been going through.
Yeah, you're making up for lost ground.
And he's got a bad hand.
How's your skull hunt going?
Skulls are really bad. I've only got two skulls right now. And weirdly, like, harder to get skulls.
I heard there's a website where they decide they'd be cool and hack the map files and reveal all the skull locations if you get lost.
I totally forgot to do it. And, like, I want to finish Heroic before I go back. So the reason I have two is because I got two consecutive ones because that was the levels that I remembered that I was supposed to be hunting. But the easiest one for me was the famine skull. I got that. It's hard... It's, in theory, a really hard jump, but I just made it first time, and that was it. Like, I bet if I had to do it again, I couldn't do it, but...
Hmm. That was one that,
so where are we with Marty's special skull?
So loads of people have it.
Yeah.
But Marty says...
Dubious and...
Yeah. Marty says that the Hexstring hackers aren't going to win his prize.
Well, does anyone even know there was a prize?
Yeah, you become Marty's son. He adopts you, and he raises you as his own.
Nice.
Wow.
But I was actually shocked to even hear there was allegedly a contest when Marty was outraged by these
He's the arbiter of such contests.
He's the arbiter.
But what is, I mean, was this ever announced before? Like, if anybody finds a skull, then you'll have
I don't remember. Maybe on Marty's, Marty's army. Marty's it seems army. We have guests.
Okay. Yeah, it's a shame, you know, those crafty Halo Nation. Jeez. Mm-hmm. Can't put anything past those guys.
I know.
And girls.
But yeah, I got to go backtrack. And there's things I forget, like how you get the skull on the Storm. I forget that you have to do it in a certain order, and I'm like, I go to get it, and it's not there, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. So.
There's videos up at every major gaming website of how to get every single gold skull, so. Great.
Have you started your video collection yet?
My video collection.
A new segment time. What's in your file share?
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
Nice.
What do you got there, Luke?
I still have What is Overkill, which was.
Yeah, it's old. What else you got?
I don't have any recent clips, actually. Okay.
Have you started doing any of your, I guess your Beat the Designer?
Beat the Designer is going to be my legendary.
When can we expect the Luke Critiques Your Playthrough of Halo videos to start showing up?
We have to do some equipment acquisitions.
You heard about that great idea, right? Luke will just find your video of you playing campaign or multiplayer and just ridicule you.
I thought he was hiring himself out to people who want to get all the
You can pay him for a run-through. Yeah. Yeah, he'll help you earn all the achievements and skulls via PayPal.
I'm still working out the details of pricing.
I heard there's an army of kids as well who will come in and get your
achievements for you.
Yeah,
I need to have one of those kids do the overkill achievement for me.
I thought you had...
Nope, I don't know. Ask Lars.
Yeah.
Anything in your file share worth checking out,
I got one screenshot in my gallery. That's it.
Awesome.
Actually, I got a couple of game types in my file share, but they're other people's. So.
Oh, I have Rebound. Rebound is up. Yeah, it's...
What's Rebound?
Rebound is the reimagination of Snowbound, but what it is because all too often Snowbound, and part of it's just the way Lars and Tyson designed it, was for the shotgun to be like the central power weapon. And I wanted to see how the map would play differently if each base in the respective power item slot had a shotgun instead of the Spartan laser and the sniper rifle. So
that's it.
No. There's a bunch of changes. Like the weapons are totally symmetrical on both sides of the map, and there's new power weapons in the power weapon slots.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just like a loose redo. No ghost.
I put up one or two films from our Bungie versus the World sessions last week when we had Wednesday and Friday. We got about 20 guys in the studio online playing, and we dominated a little bit.
So. Yeah, there were some stakes I think were earned.
Do you guys see the Storm the Beach Forge variant? Omaha Beach?
No.
Just crates and...
Where's that?
Bollards and concrete blocks and stuff. No, on Zanzibar. So the players who play it just, agree to stay in that one quadrant, the far right-hand side of the beach, and they just have to storm the beach. They have power weapons. The guys up on the seawall have turrets. And
is that available on your file share right now?
I think I got it. So
yeah, if not, I don't
somebody
know.
Else
I think
made
it's
it. Obviously,
Gowan's 007. I think it's on his file share. Yeah.
I got a couple sweet screens of Luke and I's Blazing Brokeback Adventures too when we were playing Rocket Race.
Rocket Race is still on the Rocket Race Sand Trap. I think it was Friday night.
Yep.
It was still like just every bit as good as I remember Rocket Race being. The people we played with had a blast too.
Anybody looking for just some really high stakes carnage? Of course, Sketch Trap is available in my file share.
Does anyone have any shoddy snipers variants? Those seem to be really popular right now. So
no, I haven't made one of those.
Get some more of those.
I am fine tuning Sketchulation, which is a really nice take on Isolation. I think it lends itself a lot better to Slayer variants.
And
have you guys played the pirate one?
Yeah, no, I played some pirate.
I haven't
games.
Had a chance to play anybody in pirates. Like most of my friends that are online are really. Too hardcore focusing on their rank grinding. They can't afford to waste time on mere customs.
True. I am I am working hard on Luke Out, which is going to debut in the next week.
Oh, I hold my breath for that one.
Yeah, I hope there's battle rifles in it.
Maybe there'll be a couple.
What does Luke Out entail? Jumping off the ledge is every time you're as soon as you get ahead just repeatedly jumping off the side of the map.
It's just Guardian with battle rifles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds really innovative.
It's an imagination explosion.
When are you going to debut your first Frankie map?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something original.
All Spartan lasers.
I want to make something really stupid.
I told him he should do Epitaph because Epitaph could use some love.
Epitaph, yeah. The official Epitaph. We can go for it.
Jonty, can people look forward to you creating any maps?
Sorry?
Are you going to get your forge on and make any maps?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. I mean, to be honest, I like playing with somebody playing... I guess like a god or like a GM, like the seventh player, just changing the environment while I'm playing in Forge. That's the kind of game I'm more into.
That was one of the things that I was thinking would have been a really cool potential playlist if we could have tied VIP to monitor traits in some way. So your VIP would have the ability that the monitor would in Forge and just play Forge Slayer and give each side a limited budget. So it would become like a resource management game like an RTS.
Well, we can do that. You just have to volunteer and have the rules be clear.
It's the volunteering part that I don't like because people cheat it.
Yeah. But, I mean, the kind of people you get to play with those things in the first place, they're gonna come to some agreement anyway. So it still works out.
I'm looking forward to getting some Infection into the playlist. I've heard that we've got that on the radar.
I heard a rumor about something to do with that. Yeah,
that'll be cool.
All right. Well, Paul Bertone skipped out again.
That was an awesome NFL minute.
Yeah. Thank you, Jonty, for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Oh, my pleasure.
Educating us about the other side of football. Yeah,
exactly.
And my team's playing tonight, guys.
The Patriots?
Isn't that going on
the
now?
LA Galaxy?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is.
You should be getting down. Yeah, we've got DirecTV down there. It's on.
Yeah, you don't support soccer. It's not.
I do support the Scottish national team, and I still support Hearts, Heart of Midlothian. Support your local team. Always. Got to support your local team.
We need to get a tattoo like Frank has, by the way, that says, like, England forever.
What about a tattoo of the Gallagher brothers on your breast?
Or just bloody brilliant, right?
That'd be nice, too.
Like it could just be, like, the definitely maybe cover art on your
right,
shoulder.
You've seen Frank's tattoo, right? I'm not kidding. He's a very proud...
I'd rather continue to not see Frank's body.
Okay. So it's on YouTube. Check it out sometime.
Oh, he's taking off his shirt.
He's got the cast,
no,
the tattoos.
I just pulled the guns out. See, the guns need oilings from time to time. Keep them functioning.
It looks like that wrist needs some oiling.
Yeah, I know. It's starting to make weird noises as well, like popping noises.
Well, I guess that's it. We'll end on that note. Yeah. We didn't even get to make fun of anybody that we've played with lately, but...
No, well, the thing is, one of the things I don't really understand, and maybe someone can explain it to me before next week's show... is I don't understand why people have like X's and I's and L's and things in their
names.
Like,
the more X's in their name, the more extreme they are, the better player they are.
It's just the more likely that I'm just blocking communications when you send me a message.
Yeah, well.
Because that says like you're 12.
It's very common.
Yeah.
Are you going to talk about next
week? Well, you know why people have that, right?
It's going to be a good podcast next time.
But you know why people have that in the first place, right? The actual logical reason.
No, I have no idea.
It's because as base level, somebody wants to be Johnny, right? Johnny isn't available. So what they do is they put the most innocuous graphical-looking characters bookend that name so they can still appear to have Johnny.
XXX-Johnny-XXX.
Yeah. And so it appears to be graphics rather than...
Oh. Well, you think that... I just can't believe that but, Elite
yeah,
Sniper would be taken.
And it's useless for trading names with people, of course, because you have to explain your whole thing. But it's still, in theory, that's why people do it, so...
Huh. It's a whole nother fascinating show. Yeah.
Well, next week's show will be next week for sure, and it'll be a show that you definitely don't want to miss.
Oh, it's going to be a shocker.
You don't want to miss any of the shows.
Yeah. Yeah, but this one above probably what's come before.
Yeah.
For the exciting results of Luke's first Beat the Designer. Yeah.
And the second letter.
Are you going to get another microphone? I mean, what's going down?
We may have
more soundproofing foam in this room.
And we can only afford the four.
We will have the second letter in our guess the word to get the fiery helmet permutation.
I think once we pass...
Did you spot that? That was very good.
Frank. Once we pass 3 million copies sold, I heard we actually will get another microphone in here. So, yep. You know, wow. Every day we keep rooting.
I tell you what. I'll sort it for you.
You pull some strings for us?
He's
going to
produce it. Nice. Yeah. All right. On that note, if you have any good feedback, send it to Brian and Scotch or Brian and Frank. If you have any bad feedback, you can send it to me. But since my mailbox is so inundated with things wondering what's a stake-tacular and why is my helmet burn, I probably won't read it. Until next week, we're out. The Bungie Studios podcast is mixed and mastered by Steve Lopez, produced by Tom Giaconda and Chris Gossett, and hosted by Brian Gerard, Frank O'Connor, Luke Smith, and Bungie Studios.